All right. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, BBS Radio, for bringing us worldwide live. And we had a few more people come in over the phone line. We welcome you, and please say your name and location.
Hi, my name
is Carolyn from Southern Pines, North Carolina. Okay.
All right. I did hear first Carolyn from Sacramento.
Yes.
And who's the other lady? Or was it two Carolyns?
I don't know. I couldn't understand the other one. It was two voices on top of each other.
It is two Carolyns, I believe.
Oh, well, okay. Well, hi, Carolyn.
This is Carolyn from Southern Pines, North Carolina.
Welcome to the call, Carolyn.
How are you doing, hi?
Doing fantastic. So it is Carolyn and Carolyn coming in about a tenth of a second apart.
Sometimes it's Marilyn and Marilyn.
So we are. It's beautiful, so I hope it's a beautiful day.
Good morning. Please say your name and location. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, guys. This is Terry.
Good morning, Terry. Welcome to the call. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Hi.
The ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. It's Terry.
And I welcome all those who are listening over BBS online. Thank you so much for being here. We're just past the hour, 10:01, and we still have more people calling in over the conference line. But we are ready to take off here anytime, Win and Terry.
We're not ready.
All right, then we hold on.
Then let's turn on the recorder.
Terry, are you ready? Hello, Terry.
She's thinking about what to say now.
She's saying, wait a minute.
I welcome the person who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the call.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Another day. Thank you for being here, man.
Yeah.
And more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Vaughn from North Hollywood. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, hi, Vaughn. How are you?
Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah, better. Thanks for asking.
Right.
Now, you can't say hello to Vaughn without saying hello to Rusty.
Hey, Rusty, come here.
Ding, ding.
Rusty's got a kiss for you, Wynn.
Hi, this is Carla.
Hey, Carla. Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi, I'm fine. Hey, everybody.
Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Good morning. Hi, this is Don from Blacksville. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Oh.
Hi, this is Teresa from Granger, Indiana.
Thank you for being here.
Hi.
Good morning, this is Tracy from Inglewood, Colorado.
And what's your name from Colorado?
Tracy.
Tracy, how did you call?
Tracy, have you been on live before?
Yeah.
I love your voice.
Thanks.
I guess.
Reminds me of Tricky.
Dwayne, be good, Dwayne.
I'll try.
I welcome those people who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Your name and location. But only if you want to.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, hello. Hi, Carla.
Hey.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, everybody. It's so good to hear y'all.
Good to hear your voice.
Did you like my email, Carla?
Did I get your email?
Yeah.
Dwayne did that email with the Law of One recommendations.
Oh. Wow, well, thank you very much.
You know which one I mean, Carla?
Uh-uh. Could you tell?
I was just fluffing
my hair over my
radio shoulder. You know, where it had those yellow stick-ons.
Oh, the stick-ons. Those were hilarious.
Right.
Just like in the front of your refrigerator or something. So homey. And it says, you know, seek the law of one. Very clever. I loved it.
You're welcome.
Hi, Dwayne, Terry and Lincoln.
Hi, Terry.
This is Mary.
Well, Mary. Evening. Mary, is that Lincoln, Nebraska?
No, Lincoln, California.
Lincoln, California.
Uh-huh.
That's up north near Chico, right?
No, it's above Sacramento.
Okay. I didn't go far enough.
Or too far.
All right.
Somebody's building their house during the fall. Do you hear?
Or playing baseball with some of those.
Sorry, I was back to me.
There we go. We got everyone muted. Now.
The dings are off.
Okay. I'm trying to see who's making noise.
So far, so good.
I just decided we could just be silent. Let the energies come in.
Hmm. What a lovely thought.
One day we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that a little bit during this call. Do you hear me echoing?
From Terry's line.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
See it?
Let's see.
So, Terry, are you on speakerphone? Okay.
Testing. Okay. Testing. It is Terry's line. Testing. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I wasn't making any noise, but I was using these earphones.
I don't think that should be a problem.
No, it is your echo coming back, to my understanding, Wynn. Your echo coming back through Terry's phone.
But she's in another room.
Yeah, it must be coming through her headset then, somehow.
What stopped? Are you still there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm just on my cell phone without the earset.
No, use the headset. We'll mute. Just mute yourself, okay?
Okay.
We'll mute you. Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 16th, Sunday morning. Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everyone. Whether you are or not, you're still a father somewhere, some lifetime. So this is our... Geez, I'm still not here yet. Just wait a moment. We're coming in for a landing. You notice when we start these calls that sometimes I'm kind of like saying, where am I? Where are the energies?
And then you get going.
And then I get going.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like an area that where faith comes in. It's an area of faith because I know the energies will come because they always do. But I didn't know that at one time. It was like, uh-oh, here I am. What if nothing happens? And I realize that that's a dilemma all of us have in many, many ways. And one of the ways that we often try to how can I say it? Fix it, fix that void, like where are the energies, is that we come in at a lower frequency. And we establish the connection at a lower frequency with our with everyone around us. And then things get stuck at that frequency. Do you know what I mean by that, Carla?
I do. I was just thinking about that, thinking maybe you just rolled out of bed or you weren't really ready for the phone call. And then even before you really got perked up, I could hear you reviving as if, you know, a plant for water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm here. It's working.
But I'll give you an example of coming in at a lower frequency and establishing a connection at a lower frequency. And hey, everybody, we're here Sunday morning for our great conference call.
Starts, doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, and we have our special guest, Carla Ruckert. You see, it's a whole kind of emotional way of revving the energy up. It's not bad, and it works. I mean, you hear it all the time on radio and television. But the problem is it doesn't leave the space for spirit to come in. It establishes a relationship on an emotional connection of some sort. And it's okay if you know what you're doing, but most of the time, most of us start a relationship with that kind of energy. And then we get stuck there. It doesn't move out of it. And if you try to get it to move out, it's just stuck. The person gets offended, or it's like changing the game rules. So usually, at the very beginning of any connection, doesn't mean you can't do a little bit of that, but at a certain point, you have to back off and let ask spirit to come in. Ask the higher connections to come in. In particular, if you've been coming into these calls and you've learned the frequency so that you can make it manifest in your own life. Because that's the only reason I show up on these calls is to make that happen. In fact, to make that happen is not even the right terminology, because I don't
allow it to happen.
Allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to get out of the way. And it doesn't matter how I feel, as long as that's my intent, it always happens. And that's my experience. I didn't know that at one point, but it's been my experience that would be so. And to me, what we're doing here on these calls, and particularly our Sunday call, is just an absolute miracle. It's a miracle that we come together on the call and all these energies come in and these voices talk to us at some point in the call. And they say, hey, that's us. Those energies are us. Hi, we're so happy to greet you and feel you. And these energies of sources, you know, I'm very careful not to draw conclusions. And, you know, they say they created the universe. They say they're the oversoul for our planet. I don't know if they use the Ra group used those words, but it's one way of looking at them. And, you know, I've read about those things for a long time. I've read about creation, about God, about Elohim, and I was always reading it. And can you imagine that it's remotely possible that those things we've heard about are here on this call, and we feel these energies, and they say it's them. You realize what a miracle that is. You know, I received an email from a lady that's been sending me, oh, different hellos at different times. And there's people all over the world who are listening. Not, you know, we get used to saying hello to those people at the beginning of the call. We have a group of people that loves commiserating with each other and feel the connection. So before the call officially starts, there's people saying, hi, hello, oh, it's good to hear you. And people get to know each other, and they get fond of each other, okay, in this energy. So let me say, I don't think there's anything I can't read in this letter, but I won't say the person's name. I'll say they're in England. And I do get letters like this every so often, and I think it's really great to share because it lets you know what the possibility is for you when you start to integrate these energies into your life. Because these calls are really, in my mind, at their highest aspect, are reference points of certain energies that are meant to integrate in your life. And some people come on the call and they hit the ground running. And some people, they're on the call for a year and suddenly it happens. And other people come on the call and they hit the ground running and they have this epiphany, wow reaction. And then 3 weeks later, all their stuff is coming up for processing. It's one of the things that, one of the ways that it works for some people, because what's happening is you're hitting a reference point higher than your usual matrix, and you're not ready to hold that energy yet because you have all these lower energies that have to come up for processing. And when they come up, usually you go down for a while, and then you start holding the energy on a more regular basis. And it becomes like a new timeline. And it's not like you're saying you don't have a low and a high to refer to. You're just holding space of something different. You have to go into your memory banks to remember how it used to be. So this is one of those people, and I think I don't think I've ever talked to her. I don't think she's come in early on the call. She may have once, but she does email me occasionally. Hi, Wynn. I can't tell you enough how happy and grateful I am that I have found your work and that you are doing this work. Things just keep getting better. I have been listening every day to the archive material, and it is so good. I can't express in words how good it is. I can feel the energy on every recording, and I am really holding the space now. If I have a bad day, I listen to your recordings, and by the end of it, I feel fantastic. It is helping me to be less emotional and more relaxed. I can hold the energy in all types of negative situations, and I also feel the energy out of the blue sometimes. I went to a pub a few days ago, and there was a band playing rock music. The music was so good, I had to dance. And I am a shy person, so this is unusual, especially as the other tables were full of people who were watching, and I was the only person dancing. And I am not a good dancer. Furthermore, my new boyfriend was there. Talk about cringe factor. Duh. Anyway, I kept dancing because I could feel the same energy that is present on the calls, and it was strong. It came out of the blue. I managed to get all the people at the tables up and dancing, one by one. And at the end of the night, hardly anyone was sitting down. It was a fantastic night. Also, I keep putting people in the light, and I keep getting fantastic results. Here's some examples. I put my brother's long-term girlfriend in the light, and a job came up at a really good company. She received expert help with filling in her CV. I don't know what that is, CV. Over 1,000 people had applied for the position, and she got the interview. It took weeks of quite intensive interviews and tests, and she got the job. And throughout the process, I had been putting her in the light. I put a friend of mine in the light recently because she had also been looking for a job for quite some time. Guess what? A job came up, and she went to the interview and got the job. I put my new boyfriend in the light. Guess what? His manager suddenly quit, and he was offered the manager's position. Duh, unbelievable. Even though all these good guys are happening, the best thing is being part of the group and feeling the energy. I really want to take a bigger role, but I'm not ready yet. Since being part of this, my diet changed. I'm eating lots of vegetables, and I have practically given up meat. I've given up coffee completely, and I'm having great difficulty watching TV. You know, that's one of the first symptoms that everything is working here, because the frequency of TV, this is Wynn making a comment, the frequency of TV is too slow for this energy. This energy is less boring. I mean, TV is boring compared to this energy. So, I mean, I know a lot of people stop watching TV because it just is boring. I just can't stand it anymore. I spend most of my time listening to your archives on the Spirit Channel and sometimes DVDs. Is this normally what happens? My whole life is changing, and it horrifies me if I think of not being able to listen to the calls live or recorded. After a while, you can just think of the energy of the call and you don't have to listen. I'm not trying to get people to be addicted to listening to these calls, but I do think that when you are in a certain transition state, it's good to overload because you're changing patterns, and the calls represent a higher frequency. And by keeping listening, it keeps you in that higher energy. And that's what teaches you how to hold it. The only thing that's on my mind now is thinking of ways to integrate this info into my profession and how to talk about what you're doing. I'm making contacts all the time, so you and the group are always on my mind. Also, I would like to mention Terry. Not only, Terry, don't listen to this. It might go to your head. Not only was she such a saint in her previous life, but she's also a saint in this one. She's always there, and she's such a good support for you guys. I love the messages that she brings through. Her style really resonates with me, more so than anyone else. I wish her so much happiness and gratitude. If I had lots of money, you guys would certainly get a large donation. One other thing, I would love to be able to send an email each week to register that I'm listening. All right, I'm going to check my emails, okay? And I'll read everyone's name who sends me an email, just saying hello to you, okay? Winfrey at Yahoo. Otherwise, how do you know that I'm there? Wouldn't it be nice to know that people are listening on BBS and you can see a list of their names? Wishing you guys lots of love, happiness, and good fortune, and looking forward to the live call in the morning. And hi, I didn't say your name, but I read your email, and I'm sure you're listening. So thank you so much for writing such an inspiring email to us all. And let me see here. She didn't send me an email yet. I hope she's listening. Hi on the internet to all of you all over the world. And, you know, I think it was last week I mentioned a guy in Atlantic City in Margate, New Jersey, who went to the casino. Did you hear that story, Carla?
I did not. Tell me.
Well, he went to the casino in Atlantic City, and, you know, he had in his mind, if I win, I'm going to send Wynn some money. And then he played video poker and won $10,000.
Oh, my God.
And so I announced...
He's immediately rethinking this whole donation thing.
No, he's sending us money.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And Dave, if you're listening, thank you. That's inspiration. And so I had told that story, and there's a lady in our group who lives, and I said, if anyone wants to go into a casino and put money down, they can, and send us money if they win, they're welcome to. And so somebody in Las Vegas did it, and they also won. They didn't win that much. They probably bet with lower stakes, but I think they won a couple $100s. And now, I don't know if this is going to work all the time. This is just an experiment, okay? But I do know, are you guys starting to understand how this works? Are you starting to feel it? It's not exactly magic. It's that you are a creator. We are all creators, and most of us have lost touch with our ability to create in this realm. And what it is that I was trying to think of how to explain this so people could get it and use it. How did Terry get unmuted? There she goes. First of all, you have to be willing to look at the part of you that feels unworthy. And don't judge it. It'll be there. It's like you don't have to be feeling perfect to make this work. In fact, everything that you feel, let it be there. And realize that your consciousness is sweeping all the time. Or you can just imagine that. See the pendulum that's going back and forth. It's your consciousness. And it's going through all the dimensions, all the levels on every swing. And there's a point on the swing where you're at zero point. Let's say the bottom of the swing, where it's coming down and going up, and just at the point at the bottom where it changes directions from down to up, it's the zero point. And the zero point is where creation starts. So if you can imagine that pendulum and just think, I'm going to put this in the zero point of that swing, and a job today, my sister's healing, etc., etc. You are becoming part of creation, and you are getting the help of everything outside of zero point. Keeping in mind that our sources are very close to zero point, but they're not there. If you're at zero point, you're at the beginning of everything, and it's the beginning where things grow from. We could call it the source of creation. All of creation is generating from the zero point where time stops. And, you know, zero point, it sounds like a complicated concept, but it's not really. It's just that your consciousness is always swinging through it. And when I say catch that moment, I don't think you could actually catch that moment. It's not a moment because it's no time. But you could watch the, imagine the swing and put a gentle pressure against that pendulum so that at the point that it hits zero point, the pressure pushes through and it gets registered in the higher levels of creation. And then it starts the process of manifestation, so something shifts here in the physical. And that is the definition of prayer that I don't think it, does that make sense to you, Carla?
Yes. You're on a roll. Keep going.
I'm on a roll. That's how I think prayer works. Prayer works when you insert something at the beginning of where time stops. And since everything else generates from that, including the Elohim and the Ra group, everything generates from that. As long as your insertion meets the criteria of the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will, it's like creation can shift according to your request. Now remember, honoring free will is a big one. That means the negative has free will. You can't ask anything in creation to shift that's going to violate anyone's free will. You have to look for the cracks in creation to get through to make a shift in manifestation. That's why, for example, one time we did this session on Sunday and a hurricane seemingly changed direction. And even the hurricane, some of you heard that session where Terry was reporting the Elohim talking to the hurricane, and it really sounded crazy. Nothing like that had ever happened on this call before. But Terry was there talking to the hurricane. The hurricane changed direction. I hear Terry's echo now. Well, here we go. And unexpectedly, and on the news, everyone said it was weird, but the hurricane had to agree before it would happen. There were all kinds of people praying aside from us, and they were bringing that up and mentioning it. But until the hurricane agreed, nothing would happen. So that's why...
I just wanted to make a comment. The hurricane dropped in magnitude. It didn't change direction. It dropped in magnitude significantly when there's no way it could have done it because it was over warm water.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to start rumors. Was that you who was unmuting yourself?
I was unmuting myself.
We were having a mute-unmute fight, right?
Yes. It was the second one we had. The first one you won.
I see. Hey, what did you think of that email?
Oh, it really touched me. That was really, really nice to hear.
I was going to tell them what you're like on a bad day, but I decided not to.
We all have our bad days.
So in any case, when we're putting things into the light, when we're doing our planetary healing session, when we're doing our personal healing session, what we're doing is we are looking for that point where the pendulum changes directions and stops, and inserting an intention through that. And we become a co-creator with all that is at that point. And all of us together become really powerful co-creators. And this is exactly what you would do to make a shift in something in your life, to make a shift in something in your health, in making a shift, a contribution for someone you care about. Now, one of the things is when you put somebody in the light, it's like, can they have that happen and still honor their free will? Now, you know, do it anyway. Put it in the light, because I'm not smart enough to figure these things out. But when I say honor their free will, you know, a mother puts her son in her light on help with her alcoholism, and the son is thinking, oh, man, I can't wait to get my drink today. Well, he doesn't want help. He's still in the place where he is enjoying drinking. And by the way, I did get an email from Sija in England and thanking me for reading her email to me. Hi, Sija. Thank you for taking the time to write it and inspiring everybody. And who else is here? Morgan says hugs and hi to all. Hi, Morgan. We love you. And she also says hi to Michael. Carla, do you know who Michael is?
No.
No? Okay. He's been doing healing with some people. I thought maybe you connected with him, but maybe not. Okay. So, am I off by roll or by audit?
Just butter it a little bit.
Well, maybe I've said all that needs to be said on that topic, except that I hope that all of you find a way to maybe that image of the pendulum stopping. I'm sure there's other images, but take this idea that you're in the middle of time. When you don't realize it, but you're in the middle of all these times operating, and you're kind of locked in a habitual way of experiencing time in the way you experience it. And when you want to shift into a higher dimension, and I assume everyone on this call wants to experience higher densities, higher dimensions, we talk about this stuff, and we talk to these sources that are coming from those dimensions, and they say how time gets so slow when they start paying attention to us. And they're in this place where time is moving fast, and then it all slows down to molasses. And we're in the place where time is moving slow, and we don't realize it because we're used to it. And we're saying, how does time move faster? Well, some of you are noticing when you come on these calls, time moves faster. It changes. You know, I think about literally, you know, an hour before the call, I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do for 2 hours? And when we get into it, suddenly it's happening. And in a sense, I'm experiencing not doing it, but holding the space and riding God, how do I say this? It's like thoughts come into my mind, and then I'll say that. No, I won't go there. I'll go here. You know, there's a place where I'm making lots and lots of decisions very fast, and then I lock on something, and I say that. And then I say this. And then I say this. And some people say it sounds like I'm channeling. But does that sound like channeling, Carla?
Well, when you get inspired, you know, I sometimes think that channel is a narrow term, because all of us are channeling one way or another. Whatever we're saying, it doesn't just come from the womb. I mean, there's a process. We're moving through something. But I think spirit moves through us in different ways and at different levels. And sometimes, as you slow down a bit, it sounds as if you're going a little bit deeper. And you could say, well, that sounds more like channeling. But then there are people, and I think that we all experience this, where something has us that day. We're asking for help, we're getting help, and we're able to give help. And somehow it's all coming together, and it's wonderful to feel that. And I think that at those times spirit is helping us to find the words that we want, and it isn't necessarily an outer presence from an upper realm somewhere. It's just spirit, the spirit that's indwelling in all of us. Because, as you said, you know, we come loaded, and it's a matter of beginning to experience ourselves and allowing that to become our reality. Oh, this is who I am. This is what it feels like to be me. And so the energy can get brighter and brighter and pick up more and more. That makes sense?
Yeah. You know, one thing, if people want to understand the idea of channeling a little better, if you're the least bit sensitive and you talk to people, you will realize that for each person that you talk to, that you have a genuine conversation with, you are talking in a different way. You don't always talk the same way to everyone, because other people have different vocabularies. Other people understand things. Some people are more emotional. And if you're picking up on people, this doesn't happen at a conscious level. It happens automatically. Your communication changes based on who you're talking to. Now, not everybody can do this, but many of you can be aware of that phenomena. And that means you are becoming one with the energy of that person, and something in you automatically registers how to communicate to them. And you do it unconsciously. You don't even know you're doing it until you go back and look at it. Maybe some of you, as I say this, you're thinking about it for the first time, and you realize, I do that. Yes, I do that. So that is somewhat a kind of channeling, because you're picking up someone else's energies and you're changing your outward expression based on who you're talking to. Like, I'm sure you might talk to your mother different than you talk to your daughter. Every person is a unique creation, or potentially a unique co-creation. And it's in the space that the creation happens. If you recall, at the beginning of this show, I was trying to demonstrate how, like, if you were on television and this kind of energy is almost never broadcast through television, almost never, maybe never, I don't know, but I can't even remember it, because everyone is trained to take up space. And to hold the timelines in a certain place that doesn't leave the space. Now, you know, CJ was talking in her email how she got up on the table. No, she didn't get up on the table. That was my thinking. She got up on the table. She started dancing in that club and got everyone dancing. It's like real energy does that. If you're in a music concert and people are jamming and they really come together, the whole room will come together with that energy, and everyone feels it, and everyone knows they're feeling it, and there's space being created. And on television, there's very rarely space. In fact, the goal is to move into your space and take it over. Do you follow what I mean by that? To move into your space. Hi, this is Winfrey, and we are here on the Sunday morning conference call. We welcome you all. Carla, what do you think today?
I think that's a wonderful example of how you do it. Just pitching your voice and going with it.
Yeah, on the radio shows, I mean, you know, all the disc jockeys, they all talk in those kind of voices. And even Regis, hi Regis, how are you? This is Kathy. Hi Regis, it's good to see you. You know, it's like all in a programmed tank of expressions and emotions that it's not bad. No judgment on it.
There's kind of desperate gaiety to it.
Right. It's trying to fill in the spaces and hold your attention and push energy into you. And you get programmed. That's why they say if you're going into the higher dimensions, don't watch too much TV, because the whole frequency of TV, the whole frequency of newspapers is all in that place. And if you pay too much attention to it, it keeps you locked in to a reality system. And that's one of the problems with this realm, not a problem, but just an observation, of so many people are locked into that system that they're stuck and they can't move. And if you bring something out of that system into their system, they can get hostile. They get mad at you because they're comfortable in that system. And Carla, are you ready?
I'm ready for whatever you throw at me with.
We are going to... Did you guys get
your... You want to sing, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you
get that?
I'd love to do some singing with you. Okay. Okay. There was a little ditty that I picked up in Hawaii.
Let me make a mention. In the email that I sent out this morning, I put the lyrics to it. And if you want to open that email, Carla would like this to be a sing-along for those of you who would like to sing along. And it is called We All Come From Love. And now that I just made sure they opened it, go ahead, Carla.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, open that up. And it goes like this. We all come from love, and unto love we shall return. We all come from love, and unto love we shall return. Like a river flowing into the ocean, like a ray of light returning to the sun.
Now, do you have the idea that people should sing it once or we're going to repeat it, or is it around?
Maybe at the end of the show we could kind of go out on it. And then if people wanted to hang around and talk, they could. But it would be nice because then people who were listening could sing along too. And then even though they weren't here, they could pick up on being a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening to the audio. You like that idea?
I don't know. I have to think about it. You know, one of the things is people sometimes tell me that they want to come back and ground at the end of the show, because sometimes we go out there and I don't come back, and then they email me and said, "Wynn, you left us spaced out." you know what? We started and talked about it right now, and is it okay to try it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, does everyone sing everything in unison, or
uh-huh.
is it not one of those?
It's not around.
It's not around.
But you sing it over. You sing it over and over. You can sing it as much as you like,
mm-hmm.
and you can really feel the incarnations falling away until we really are. We're coming in, and we're coming back, and we're coming in, and you know, wherever we are, we're with each other. It's a wonderful feeling.
All right. Why don't we unmute everybody? And
okay. Punch you.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
awful lot of time zones.
A lot of time zones.
Something is going to come off. It comes off your cell phone delayed 2 seconds. One person, 3 seconds. East coast, west coast.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that this console on this is very sophisticated, and we can mute people individually. So, are you paying attention?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think
it's all over.
Let's try. Let's energy and. Plenty of the sounds.
So, Hayes and I are the mute patrol. Okay. How many of you opened up that email and see the lyrics?
I did.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I did.
All right.
You're here.
Yeah.
So, Carla, I turn it over to you. As
okay. Everybody, with me now. We all come to love, and unto
love
we all come to love,
like a
river flowing into the ocean. Like a ray of
light
turning to the sun.
We'll get better.
Well, I thought that went really well.
Carla, I thought you were going to keep doing it.
Oh, okay. Let's go for two this time, guys.
all the female voices there.
I did notice there was a kind of
no.
There were male voices, and this is Willow, and I've been staying muted the last several calls. I got to tell you, that was so incredibly beautiful. That's the first time my heart has smiled in over a week. Thank you very much.
That is wonderful.
Thank you, Willow.
Thank you.
Now, Terry,
thank
are you there?
Carla.
Terry, are you there?
Let's see if Terry is muted. Yeah, Terry's muted. Hold on, Terry. Okay, you're unmuted.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Willow, are you there, Willow?
Okay, Willow. Now I think I am. Am I there?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna suggest, I'm gonna volunteer you both, and you can decline, but I was gonna say I thought of another song that would be a good one to do. Okay. And you know what it is?
No. What?
Row, 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 row your boat.
Well, that's a very spiritual song.
Want to do it in rounds?
Please, no. No, that would be a disaster.
let's start it simple first. Maybe another week we'll do it in rounds. Terry, you want to try it?
Something on the radio. Yeah.
Terry, are you there?
Which Terry?
Terry Brown.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know the words to row, row, row your boat?
I'm not sure. Probably. I have to come back. I have to come back to this room to do this.
Maybe I shouldn't have called on you. Would you rather?
Instead of three blind mice, we could do a whole bunch of blind conference callers.
Right. Okay, Willow. Willow, you and Carla and me will do row, row, row your boat.
Okay.
Let's see if more guys come into it, okay? One.
Well, I heard Dwayne very clearly singing along.
Oh, I heard guys.
Yeah, I heard guys.
They were.
I was singing.
I heard more guys at the
quick
beginning.
The quick ones were mostly female voices.
Right.
There were plenty of guys in the mix.
Maybe the high voices come in better.
We need a guy to start the row, row, row your boat. Somebody volunteer.
You mean?
All right.
Oh, Heist, good job. Perfect.
Okay, here we go. 2, 1. Row, row,
row, row, row, row your boat down the sea.
The number to call in New York, folks, is 927.
Merrily, 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 life can be a dream.
I think it's a very spiritual song.
Row, 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 row your boat
gently down the sea. Merrily, 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 life can be a
dream.
Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat gently down the sea.
Backyard, and my neighbors have got to think I'm out of my mind.
All right. Well, very good.
If you hear a bunch of sirens, they're coming to take me away. Ha ha ho ho hee hee.
You know. I was just thinking. Let me mute everybody. Can I hear a rooster?
Okay.
Hang on. I just wanted to get everyone muted. Well, I was thinking, if we were in a building and this was a Sunday morning service, this would probably be the moment I'd say, all right, guys, let's pass, you know how they pass that plate around and everybody puts money in it? Right?
Well, that's the theory, anyway.
That's the theory. And I said, we can't do that on this call. And then I said, well, wait a second. everyone could just bring up their PayPal button and put a dollar in. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to complain, though, if anyone puts a dollar into PayPal while we're on the call. But one day I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, okay, it's time for PayPal, and have everyone put in a small amount of money. And if you happen to be rich, you can put in a large amount of money. But, you know, what I see is, you know, the way money works is if you're tuning in to the energy of this and you're tuning in to the law of one, then supporting something that is you, that's a higher aspect of you, is really a good thing, because you're supporting that which supports you, and it ties the energy in. And it's good to put that support right at the moment when you're feeling the energy. It kind of connects the energy. It's like later you're thinking, well, Wayne, it was really nice, we did that, you know, I'm going to make this donation. But right in the moment when you're feeling the energy, that's why people do telethons, right? Raising money that way, because it's easy to give at that moment. You're feeling energy because you're feeling one with the thing you're giving to. So you're giving to the thing you're feeling one with, and the energy comes back. And on that note, it is 11:01. And let me see if there's any more emails here from people that want to say hello. When? Rosalie, I think in Texas. Regarding 4D methods for manifesting, like, and then it cuts off that word. Two things on the subject that have been said on recent calls. Make yourself bigger than the problem. Two, many are still using 3D methods for problems like jobs instead of 4D. Can you please expound on this sometime soon? Make yourself bigger than the problem. Let me talk about using 3D methods for problems like jobs instead of 4D. Well, you know what? You're always going to have to use something in 3D. We are doing these calls, and as long as we're using voice, as long as we're using internet technology and telephones, we are using 3D. The deal is not to change and say, okay, I'm not in 3D, I'm in 4D, but to find the niche, the space, the point where the pendulum stops, and this, where the intention can slip through the cracks. Like, I become really good at this. I mean, whenever I'm out and about, I've learned to find ways to put energy through wherever we are, and find ways to say things to people that tend to uplift them and cheer them, regardless of the circumstances. And, you know, I'm probably more verbal and facile at that than many people. But nonetheless, to look for, like if you're going in for a job interview, for example, and you're going into someone's office, and you're all frigid, frozen, concerned about the interview, you might miss the fact that they have a beautiful plant in their office. And to make some kind of comment, Now, this can't be manipulated or it won't work. It has to be genuine. So you have to slow yourself down to the point where you can respond to things in a genuine way and forget that you're going for an interview. That's just the game that's being played. And you say, what a beautiful plant. My aunt had one of those. How often do you water it? But remember, it may not be the plant. It may be anything. It may be their last name might be Kapowski. Are you from Poland? I'm half Polish. Nice to meet you, a fellow Pole. But it can't be manipulated. Do you understand? Because it'll show through. It's got to be genuine. So you got to find the cracks in 3D where you can do something that's out of the box that makes deepens a connection and makes that person remember you. And then, of course, just pray. Just pray to be guided at a given day. And sometimes, you know, one of the things that I've learned when I'm looking for something, this is a very important thing that I'll bet you a lot of people take for granted. Let's suppose I'm supposed to be on a radio show, or I want to call a radio show up to see about being on that show. Well, it's very important for me to go look at their website, go look at what they talk about, to listen to some smidgets of previous shows, because that tunes me into knowing how to talk to someone, to introduce myself, how far I can go. If you're going for a job interview, look up the company. Read about the company. Read about the people in the company. Feel the company and say, I could see myself fitting in there. And that is setting your energy up in a greater way to get that job. Another thing is, anything that you want in the world, realize that you probably have to go. If you do 100 interviews, there's a chance you might get one job. And if you do one interview and pump yourself up and you don't get the job, and then you have to recover for a while, and then before you go out and do another interview, it's not as good. Set yourself up to do a lot of interviews. And actually, one technique is play a game with yourself so that every time you do an interview, you do something nice. You know, you give yourself a nickel. And so it doesn't matter whether you get that job or not. Make it not matter. Just keep doing it. And that way, each interview is an accomplishment. It's something that you've done. And if you do enough interviews, you'll get a job. So don't pump yourself up on any particular interview. Just keep going. And as you stop caring about whether you get that job or not, you'll actually make a better impression. You won't be so stiff. You'll just shrug your shoulders. You walk in, you walk out. And those are things for jobs. Also, realize that if you're coming into these calls and if you've tuned into these energies, you have a criteria of wanting a job that holds a higher level of energy than most other jobs, where there's a loving environment. And people that own businesses that have loving environments in their business are looking for you because they don't want the regular worker to come in. They want somebody to hold a loving space. And you've got to go look for those people so you find them, because then it's a marriage made of heaven. And they're out there. They're most definitely out there. Okay. Thank you, Rosalie, for your questions. Let's see. Here we go. Vaughn says, Vaughn held a meeting at his home in North Hollywood, and he says, encourage more of that. We're getting there. Let's see here. Here is somebody was driving to Schenectady and heard in the wind a female voice calling his name. Who was it? Got me. That's a Wednesday question. And here is Dave, the rock and roll guy from Grove City, Pennsylvania, saying, when Terry Carla Hayes, the producer greeter guy, and everyone else on the call, saying hello. And here we have Joshua. Joshua wants to know how we can honor the Ra Group for Father's Day. Carla.
Go hug a father.
Hey, what did Jesus say? What did God tell Jesus? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's the way you give love to us. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Love your neighbor as yourself.
As you love yourself, yeah.
Very you important know, love yourself first.
Well, I wouldn't wait to love yourself, because if you can love your neighbor, it'll come back and you'll start loving yourself, okay? I mean, some people have this idea that you can't have love until you love yourself. And so they're in a quandary because they say, I can't have love. I'm reading an email. That's what I get. I phased out. You know, some people have an, you know, interestingly enough, people that love themselves easily usually came from very harmonious childhoods. And people that had difficult childhoods where their parents didn't get along and they weren't treated well have a much harder time loving themselves. And one of the things about loving yourself is through working things out with other people. If you're around people that can see through you and see the part of you underneath all your stuff, they're tapping into your love and they help you too. And you can do the same thing for another. And it's a matter of finding people that understand this game of seeing through people's stuff into the part of them that is love. And then we help each other become love. And if you say you can't love someone else until you love yourself, you'll lose this great tool in the physical world of how to let people help you and encourage you. Hayes, I got a question for you. Are you there, Hayes?
All right.
Tell me, did you have great parents?
I had great parents. Yes, I did.
See, there's an example. That's why one of the reasons you have a lot of self-love, okay? And it's sometimes it looks very easy for you, but what looks easy for you, it can be very difficult for someone else who came from a difficult childhood or parents that they didn't experience love from. So I would have picked you immediately to have really good childhood, good parents. So thank you. And now we're getting all these emails. And CJ asked, can we put the Ra Group in the light, and what would happen when they move up another level of spiritual evolution? You know what? I think if we all moved up our, you know, this realm, they would move up because they wouldn't have to do what they're doing. But I think they don't want to move up because I think they're playing their part of helping us, and they have to be positioned where they are in order to stay in connection with us. Otherwise, we'll be lost. There's too many people here. You know, this is a million-year project, and it's not very fast. And it's kind of like sometimes all of us have those choices to make. You see, because people need you in this realm, certain people. And would you say, well, I'm going to jumpstart and go there and abandon the people that need you? You probably wouldn't, okay? So in any case, I'm going to go to our I'm reading another email. This is the problem with getting emails. Carla, do you know a guy named Mitch?
I know several named Mitch, but I don't know the one that wrote you.
Mitch is a guy who said she and her husband gave thanks to as they felt the vibes very strongly.
Oh.
Well, in any case, hi, Mitch. All right, let's go into that place of quiet inside of ourselves. Let's move into that space where we can feel our energies. We can feel the energy in our body. And we can feel Mother Earth. Earth is alive. Earth can feel. We put our feet flat on the ground, so our souls are parallel to the earth. And imagine that energy of the earth coming through the floor and into your feet. Can you feel a tickle? The energy moving up through your legs, through your calves, through your thighs, through your solar plexus, through your chest, through your neck, through your head. And we feel this finger of energy coming from Earth, connecting to our energy. And let's just tell the Earth we love her. And we give gratitude for her hosting us for so many lifetimes. And now we move through the top of our head, above our head, let's just say 1 foot. And you can feel your energy above your head. All this energy coming from the earth through our body is now focused above our head. And we haven't, we're not leaving our bodies. We're still in our bodies. We're still connected to the earth. We're just changing our attention. And we move up to the ceiling and through the ceiling and through the roof and into the sky above our house. Do you see how powerful imagination is? We're doing this in our imagination. But while we're doing it, many of you are experiencing shifts in energy in your body and how things feel. We're going through the clouds. We're going up higher. We're going through the veil around the earth that keeps our energies contained. We're moving up, 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 up. And all of us doing this together, our energies converge. We're moving up to a focal point. And I like to imagine that focal point is that place in space-time where we began, where we differentiated ourselves as a separate consciousness, as a separate identity from this great pool of energy, of light in the universe. And we all did that at some point in our track. Prior to that, there was no individual awareness. And if we're all just at that place, on the edge of it, we're differentiated, and we're just differentiated, and we're innocent. We have no idea of possessions. We have no idea of hurt. And we are just about to enter the university of life, of experience in 3D. And we're all there together, and we can touch each other. We can feel each other, all of us on this line, and everyone listening to the replays. Let's just feel the energy at the beginning, when we started. And let's just tell each other, we love you. Now we have these intelligences of awarenesses in other realms. And you know what? All of them at one point just started, didn't exist. We talk about the Ra group. We talk about their lifetimes in this realm. And we can talk about before all of that, they started their differentiation individually at different times. We asked them to join us in this exercise. If they would like to. You see, time is an illusion. Time is an illusion so we can experience life. At the beginning of this call, we talked about going into zero point, the point where time stops. And the point where time stops is where creation begins. And as we do that, we become co-creators. With each other and with all that is. And we invite the Elohim to share our space. And remember, even the Elohim at one point didn't exist. There was only the one infinite creator. And there was that point where there was individuation of those original life forms, or awarenesses, call them awarenesses, that we call the Elohim. And if you can see this, you can understand how it works and how to create your own working relationship with this zero point, with this space where time stops, where everything expands out from. So we have this huge conglomeration of energy that we are creating by our intentions. And we're going to bring it back down through all the levels, through the veil, through 3D, through the top of our head, and slowly move it down through our body. And we want to just clear all the blocks in our body. All those places where we have had trauma, hurt, disease, we move it down slowly. From the top of our head to our neck, to our chest. And let the energies of your chest open up. Let your heart let go. Down from our chest to our solar plexus, to our groin, through our legs, and back to the earth. And just see what we have created in our imaginations. Or was it? We don't even have to decide. Feel the space of your body and feel how your energies have expanded from the earth to the cosmos. And your body is just a little speck of reality in 3D. And your being extends through all creation. and move to that place of zero point. You know, we have our healing list here. And all of you who want something to change in your life, I want you to hold that change in your consciousness right now. Remembering that we're working with the principles of the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. So, is it a job? Is it a healing? Is it something for someone you care about? Hold it in your space. And realize that the universe is listening. And you are a creator. And you are creating the shift that you would wish to happen. And then you get all this support in your creation. Okay, and we have Vaughn who is asked to put in the light all fathers who would want healing for and with their children. And I'll bet Vaughn is one of them. And then Pat in Alabama, thanking the Elohim for keeping her daughter in the light and that things are feeling better. And she says, please continue. And Pat, it's a good thing that you ask for that often. They said that on these big patterns, it really helps to ask often. So if you're working on something, please put it on our list as much as you want. And Pat, I think this is Pat here. Let me see here. Is this, who is that? This is Barbara in Idaho, who has asked for prayers for her family, her brother Bill, who's having issues at his nursing home, and asks for help in letting go of all fear and worry and expectations. Thank you. Rick in Iowa City is sending the light to her co-worker, Sherry, at his job for her health problems. And for her job. Lori in Arizona, like to see money coming in so they can pay the bills and travel. Help our son and his family. We have Kathleen. We don't have her city. Job, financial situation. Guide to earn money and be of service to others. Thanks for paying attention. Kathleen for planetary healing. Please pray for the people, animals, wildlife, plants, trees affected by the wildfires in Colorado and New Mexico. May they all be protected and guided. And may the fires be put out quickly. Thank you. We are grateful that you hear and answer our prayers. And see if we have Terry unmuted. Are you there, Terry? Terry? Let's see. Star 6.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, I was double muted.
All right. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we invite our sources to speak to us through Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an with aspects of the Elohim and aspects of the Ra group. And we welcome each and every person on the line or who will listen to our call or listen or read any transcripts. We are honored to be able to enter into the sacred space with each and every one who wishes to be connected or touched or to connect with us. It is so significant and meaningful that we cannot even explain how much it is to be able to have this connection with those in the third density. We hope that the calls will grow and more people will be able to connect with the higher realms, the higher densities, the higher light that you and each person that connects are able to have a new viewpoint and an expanded viewpoint, which brings us to the question that was asked earlier on this call about how do you expand your own sphere? You could say, how do you expand your own sphere of influence? It is depending upon how big your reach is, how large is your area of influence? How large is the area that you touch and can be part of and therefore have some, say, in control of, some way to control a larger area so that if your reach, if your connection has gotten interiorized into your specific problem, and you are then trying to solve the problem within the parameters of the problem, and you are not reaching outside of that box, you will keep working with the manifestation within the problem and the constructs that are within the problem, which will not take you outside into a solution that can sweep the whole problem away. When you are interiorized into the specifics,
of the problem and are working with the aspects. For instance, if someone has an illness and they are working within the confines of the illness and are not thinking outside of the confines of the illness, they will stay within the confines of the illness. For what they really wish is to step outside of the illness and to find healing within the confines of the problem. Then they are working with the aspects of the problem, the things that have generated the problem, and to be able to get bigger than the problem. And by that we mean to be able to have the anchor outside of the problem instead of anchoring inside the problem to the aspects which the problem is constructed of and consists of, to go outside and to get some other anchoring, the anchoring of the concept of being totally healthy, the anchoring of what it used to be like before one entered into the problem, to find an area of one's life of what it felt like to be totally healthy before the problem arose. This begins to anchor you into an area that has some factors of control. You can begin to conceive again of what it was like before the problem. We see that when you first start doing this, this may be foreign or hard to conceive of being bigger than the problem. We look at another area, and that is that of finding the job. So when you look within the confines of one particular job and how to handle the bringing in of that particular job, you may not look outside into all of the other jobs. It may be available out there and may even provide more fulfillment than the one particular job you are going after. There may be other things out there. And by bringing those into your consciousness, you begin to expand your space, your anchor points, into something outside of that one particular job and begin to see other things that can bring energy and financial health into your own life. There is, by grounding into something that is larger, it can cultivate your space into a larger space. You have the ability to make your space larger and smaller. And when you do this, you attach, you anchor to things in the area that help keep your space larger or smaller. So when you begin to make your attention go into larger things, then your space gets larger, and you personally can begin, as you have more anchor points to a larger space, begin to feel more confident and begin to feel that you can control the smaller problem. And it puts the smaller problem into perspective. so that you can begin first within your own concepts, your own self, your own taking up existing in the space. You have more space as you get larger and you get larger anchor points. And so then you begin to put the smaller problem into perspective and you have more possibilities, more things that could potentially help you. More synchronicities are available to you since you have opened yourself up to the larger potential. We hope this has shed some light, and this can be applied to any problems you may be having. We love you more than you can imagine, and we are with you. We leave, but we do not leave. Thank you.
Thank you, and let's immediately move into our planetary healing session. And they talked about being bigger than the problem. Right now, we are moving back into that group energy. Just imagine being in that energy of zero point, of in that place where time stops, in that place where everything just began, in that place of innocence. And we are a team, and we're looking down, and we see all through the timelines how things got corrupted and screwed up, and beings lost their connection with all that is, and felt isolated and alienated and scared. And we move through those timelines. We're bigger than the problem, right? Bigger than the problem. We're before the problem. And we're going to move through. Imagine how we move that energy through our body. We moved it through, and we started clearing our energy fields in the body. Let's move with the force of the one infinite creator, with the force of our own creative abilities through the timelines, and moving through the energies and shifting and changing and uplifting everything, honoring free will, always for the highest good of all concerned. Finding those areas where there's asking, where there's reaching. And finally, we come to our planet Earth. And we see it in this transition. We see above the conflicts. We see above the negative, above the elite. We are moving down as a grand, loving energy surrounding our entire planet. Moving into innocence. And where those rigidity of the negative is holding on, we just flow around them. Like the water flows through the Grand Canyon. Nothing is an obstacle. We flow through and around and change the vibrations of everything as we move through it. We touch the dolphins. We touch the whales. We touch the indigo children and the crystal children. We touch all those people anywhere that are open to be touched. All those people in power and in government right now. We are bigger than the problem. We see all those negative creations in this realm, all of material and frequency. We are bigger than the material and the frequency. We see things shifting. We see things that are harmful, breaking apart and not having impact. We're going to hold the space of a great pink glow surrounding our planet that we are part of the creation of. And there's something called the grid work of the energies in other realms. Some people say the grid work has gotten corrupted with negative stuff. We are like bulldozers moving through. And shifting the energies where we can do it for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. We ask that this planet be miraculized, that all the connections that need to happen, all the interfaces, all the sacred geometries come into line right at this moment so that our planet can bathe in those energies and those people that are ready to feel this can feel it. We send this energy, as we do every week, usually along the grid of the Ring of Fire, which is the earthquake zones around the Pacific Ocean. Remember, bigger than the problem. Bigger than the problem. We have unlimited consciousness, unlimited power. With the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. We are going to move from the tip of South America, along the west coast of South America. We are going to project our energies through the ground into underground, into those areas where there are tectonic plates that could cause earthquakes. And we're going to ask that no earthquakes go off in near major cities, or that earthquakes be limited and released in small amounts rather than huge amounts. And we go up the coast of South America, Central America, the West Coast, Mexico, California, Oregon, Alaska, East Coast of Russia, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Philippines, Japan. We ask to cap the radiation of that nuclear plant that went back, which can't remember the name, and down through Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii. And then we go to the middle of the country, the Mid-Atlantic Fault, the East Coast, the middle of the country, the New Madrid Fault, the East Coast, the Mid-Atlantic Fault, and our whole planet surrounded in this beautiful energy, and that anywhere there's earthquake potentials, that can be mitigated, that anywhere there are chemtrails, that they can be deactivated. Anywhere there's artificial frequencies in the air, that they can be frequencied against, blocked. We ask that each of us learn to hold these frequencies and these intentions, and that hold the image of being bigger than the problem. We ask that other people help, will find this group. They're going to find it through you. They're going to find it through me. We have to put the energy out. So we are the magic. We are the hope. We are the action. So each of you is a creator at the highest levels. And you just have to own that. And on that note, it is 11:55. And we're going to do a countdown to bring our energies back to be grounded. It doesn't mean you're losing the energy. It means you're centered in your body. You're centered in your home. You're centered in your family. And you don't have to be spaced out for the rest of the day, as happens for some people. So we'll just go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy Father's Day, everyone. See you
later.
Happy
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Thank you. Take care. Love you all.